Good evening from the Radio Cayman newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The manslaughter trial of Dr. Paul Anthony Tangianidis continues in the Grand Court. He denies allegations that he neglected medical treatment which contributed to the death of Travis Alexander Ebanks. On Tuesday, the court heard key testimony from police witnesses. Defense attorney Ben Tonner Casey challenged the officer, questioning his observation inside the hospital trauma room, his recording keeping practices, and his claims that the surgeon attempted to conceal his identity after the patient's death. The officer maintained his account throughout questioning and defended his decision to take photographs as a part of the investigation. The defense also raised concerns about the officer's presence during medical treatment and the fact that some notes were recorded after the incident. Today, the court continued to hear evidence from nurses and doctors involved. A consultant anesthesiologist told the courts that she was on call that day, but when she arrived, Travis Ebanks had already been pronounced dead. The doctor told the courts that it was at that point that she started questioning whether her colleagues had called her in time and if anything could have been done to prevent his passing. Another doctor took the stand this afternoon, telling the courts of her involvement and what she observed. The trial continues in the main court building.
At the upcoming meeting that begins on the 30th of September, we will have the 7 outstanding reports ready to be tabled.
Deputy Governor, the Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon there, speaking at Tuesday's meeting of the Public's Accounts Committee as MPs discuss an Auditor General report related to government's slow action on key recommendations. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more in this report.
Under Parliament rules, government must formally respond to PAC reports within 3 months of them being laid in Parliament. These are called government minutes. They're supposed to address recommendations and explain what actions the government has taken or plans to take with regards to the recommendations. In a recent report, the Auditor General wrote that 90% of government minutes responding to PAC reports had not yet been tabled or were tabled late. But 7 of the 8 reports have now, quote, been through caucus and are progressing to cabinet.
In our discussions with the Office of the Auditor General, we recognized that the 8th report was on the entity formerly known as OFREG, the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, and that there is an audit that is either slated or already underway for this entity again that would cover many of the same parameters of the last audit.
Deputy Governor the Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon added that rather than deliver a minute on that, government will wait to get the refreshed update on ERCO. PAC Chair Roy McTaggart.
And that will be a very significant improvement and significant step towards completing and bringing things truly up to date. Going forward, can you maybe just explain to us again how you intend and what measures you're going to put in place to ensure that they are tabled in a timely manner in the future?
We have introduced a process that will allow us to manage all of the recommendations as they are being created.
As you heard right here on Radio Cayman, government has set up a new portal that will, quote, manage all of the recommendations as they are created. This will streamline the process by identifying the agencies to which they are directed, issue them with instructions about the responses that are necessary, and provide a framework to monitor progress with providing responses.
But a big part of what's going to be different, sir, we were managing a large volume of work through emails in a way that was unsustainable. So now this portal gives us a one-stop shop, not only for ourselves, but also as a way that we're able to keep the OAG updated as well.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full Auditor General's report online at auditorgeneral.gov.ky. Along with the government's minutes, the report highlights 249 recommendations from the Auditor General and the Public Accounts Committee that had not been addressed by the time the report came out in April. At that time, the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation had 22 outstanding recommendations, 9% of the total.
The Auditor General's report identified that the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation had 22 outstanding recommendations as of the 15th of March. Those recommendations were contained in 2 reports dating back to 2015. 12 of the recommendations were made in 2022. and the remainder were made in 2015, more than 10 years ago, to the then Ministry of Community Affairs.
PAC Chair Roy McTaggart explained that for the Ministry of Social Development, the most frequent themes related to performance measurement, monitoring and reporting, strategy development and planning, and policy development, improvement and implementation. Chief Officer Nelly Pucci.
Of the 22 outstanding recommendations, we have completed 14. 7 are in progress and 1 was not implemented.
Work ongoing includes revising the e-government strategy to align with good practice, improving e-government output measures, and finalizing an updated e-government strategy. Those are expected to be fully implemented by the third quarter of 2028. Ms. Pucci was also asked about how the Ministry of Social Development is, quote, truly meeting people's needs.
Currently, we are outputs-based. We want to get to, are these programs and making a difference in the way that we want to see the impact? However, now what we have is just metrics. These are the number of families served, the number of households served, the number of persons that we've helped with the various services. So those sort of outputs or targets, we can easily like enumerate those. However, in terms of the impact that that's having on the people that we're trying to help, that is where more work will be needed.
You can watch the full PAC discussion on the CIGTV YouTube channel. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Customs and Border Control is reminding returning residents that the permanent CI$800 duty-free allowance is now in effect. The temporary $1,000 summer allowance ended on the 31st of August and will return briefly from the 23rd of November through the 7th of January. The CI$800 allowance applies only to personal and household goods. Items exceeding the limit must be declared, with duties paid on the excess. CBC Director Marlon Bodden is encouraging travelers to keep receipts and ensure declarations are accurate. Sticking with CBC, 10 officers from the Customs and Border Control have completed specialized operational training in Cayman Brac, part of the agency's ongoing effort to strengthen professional standards, operational capability, and financial crime enforcement across the organization. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
The two-day program delivered by CBC's Anti-Money Laundering Unit covered professional standards and ethics, anti-money laundering, countering the financing of terrorism and proliferation financing, and targeted financial sanctions. Officers received practical instruction on professional conduct, integrity, accountability, confidentiality, and ethical decision-making, along with training on FATF frameworks and key AML-CFT principles. Operational modules included things like trade-based money laundering, cross-border cash risks, cash detention, and seizure procedures, as well as suspicious activity reporting, investigative indicators, and referral process. Officers also completed a competency assessment on targeted financial sanctions. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, says the training strengthens operational readiness and reinforces Cayman's reputation for strong AML-CFT standards. He added that delivering the program in the Sister Islands demonstrates a commitment to equitable service delivery across all three islands. CBC Director Marlon Bodden, who helped facilitate the training, says continuous professional development is essential for building a capable and resilient border security service. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. CBC says it remains committed to continuous professional development to ensure officers across the Cayman Islands are equipped to respond to evolving border security and national security risks. Finally, this evening, 15 nurses at the Health Services Authority have completed Level 2 and 3 of the organization's Learn Clinical Ladder program, a 9-month initiative designed to strengthen leadership skills and improve patient care. The program supports professional development through practical training, education, mentorship, and quality improvement projects. Among this year's participants were Angelique Corbin, who expanded simulation training resources for emergency care education, and Kimberly Wedderburn, who developed a project focused on establishing an ostomy clinic for surgical patients. Director of Nursing Dr. Karen Stewart said the program helps nurses build both clinical and leadership skills, while HSA CEO Lizette Yearwood praised the participants for developing projects that improve healthcare services and patient outcomes. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. For a full replay of this news broadcast, visit our website, radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also find and follow Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.